Like I say, we appreciate the privilege, the opportunity to be here this evening. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. We might be able to do that if the Lord's laid on our hearts. I'm going to read you some familiar scripture tonight. Probably been preached on many a time, but nonetheless, it's what we have, so you just bear with us. Going to read some out of the 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. I believe it is. We're going to start with the 17th verse. Most of you know the scripture tonight. First Kings, 18th chapter. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? He answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many. And call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made, And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god, either he is talking or he is pursuing or he is in a journey or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past and they prophesied until the time of offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. He put the wood in order, and he cut the bullock in pieces, and he laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God, the Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, as I've already said, and I know that this is very familiar scripture and been preached on, there's no telling how many times. But tonight, this is what I've got. So you just bear with us for just a little bit. Probably not anything that I could bring out of this that would be any different than you've heard before, but nonetheless, we're going to give it a shot. And I don't know altogether which way we might go, but we do have a thought. It might be a little bit different kind of a thought out of this scripture tonight. The Bible says, and you know the situation with Ahab and that of Elijah, and Ahab thought claimed that Elijah was the one that's troubling Israel, and he asked him, he said, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" But no, he wouldn't. He might have been the one that troubled Ahab, but he wasn't the one that troubled Israel. Most certainly was. He said, "You and your fathers have troubled Israel and not keeping the commandment." Now, the Bible says here that Elijah, that the children of Israel, number one, and y'all know this, that was in a halted position. They was in a halted place. And they was more or less serving Baal anyway and had forsaken the commandments of God. And the Bible said that when Elijah got finished talking to them, that they spoke not a word. They didn't answer him, not a word. Brethren, because of the situation that they is in, and I want to preach to you tonight, God being my helper, brethren, about not enough. Not enough. Bible says here that now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400 which eat at Jezebel's table. Brethren, the Bible says here that if you'll add it up, there's 850 prophets, brethren, across the land. And Elijah thought that he is the only one. But the fact of it is, brethren, he was the only one in this day, at this time, brethren, that had brought the children of Israel to a place to recognize where they are standing. Brethren, I want you to realize you can have, brethren, every thought, you can have every idea in this world, you can follow all the prophets of the land, and brethren, it will not be enough. No, it won't. It won't be enough. Brethren, the Bible says and teaches us tonight, brethren, they believed in Baal. Had they not believed in Baal, they wouldn't have done the things that they had done. Brethren, they cried. Oh, Elijah told them, he said, "You get you a bullock." He said, "You prepare you an altar. And brethren, you put it on and you call on the name of your God Baal." Brethren, the Bible said they did all the way to the evening sacrifice. The Bible says that he answered not a word. Not a word, my friend. Did Baal, brethren, give unto them 850 prophets, not counting the house of Israel? Brethren, they wouldn't recognize that of nothing because they were nothing tonight. People believing in nothing. Yes, sir, people, you might think today that, brethren, that there ain't nothing like this going on, but I've got news for you. There's a world full of it. Yes, they are. And they's, my friend, absolutely people of the church that's halted. Brethren, they've held on. They're just holding on. But, brethren, they're serving and worshiping something besides their God tonight. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Most of them. I'm just going to preach it. It's what I have tonight. You say, "Preacher, ain't enough here for you too, preach. So you just hang on for just a minute. I'm going to give you what I got. Yes, sir. Brethren, we think numbers, my friend, mean a whole lot. And brethren, I understand how, brethren, things are in this world. But I still have got a God that's able to move mountains. He's still able to, my friend, send the fire if need be. You know that? He most certainly is. Brethren, there's a lot of folks that's asked for things, my friend, and they've asked for the Lord to do things. And brethren, God do them. And brethren, they'll turn around and forsake Him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I know what some of them, my friend, they'd come to church, my friend, as long as things was a little difficult. I'm just going to be honest with you. A lot of people, my friend, they say, well, preacher, when the good times roll, my friend, when the good times roll, you won't find people too concerned today. Like me, dislike me. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, we have to get in the rough, my friend, before we ever sink down and plow. I mean plow tonight. Elijah was in a place he felt all alone. He felt like he was the only one. My friend tonight that could... that stood for the Lord. He said, I'm alone. I'm the only prophet of God. My friend, you got 850 prophets. Thank God they wasn't enough of them tonight. Not enough. We got some folks living in this land, my friend, that ain't got enough about them. Just be honest with you. Ain't got enough. You say, preacher, don't preach to us like that. My friend, I don't care. You go around counting heads. I'll just be honest with you. You're backing up. Yes, sir, you're backing up. You think about it. Brethren, Elijah didn't have but one thing that he could depend on tonight. One thing that was his God. Yes, sir, his God. I got one, don't you? Why, preacher, we serving the Lord. We all serving the Lord. There's a lot of them ain't serving Him. They ain't. They ain't proper English, but they still ain't. No, sir, think about it. My friend, Bible says, and He teaches us, and men have still gone that way. They're serving the creature more than they are the Creator. That's a fact. But it's not enough. I don't care what you've got that you can lay back on. I don't care, my friend, what kind of plans you've got that if certain things happen... My friend, I got news for you. It's not enough. It wasn't enough for the children of Israel. Brethren, and they is in an undecided situation. He said, how long halt you between two opinions? He said, if Baal be God, huh? But if God be God, we'll serve Him. Huh? Put Him to test. Put them to test. I know tonight you might think, well, preacher, I'm not in that situation. Brethren, do you know this? A lot of people gets in a situation, they'll swear up and down that they ain't done nothing and have chocolate all over their mouth. Why, preacher, we ain't a bunch of kids. I didn't say you was. But sometimes we act like it. Do you know that? Sometimes we just act like it. We act like, my friend, we're children. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Think about it. Brethren, how would you like to be the only one, brethren, that stood for God tonight? I'd rather stand for God than I had Baal. Hadn't you? Well, preacher, we got more on our side. Ain't that what the old servant, my friend, that Elisha saw who was on the Lord's side out there? The old servant couldn't see. He looked out through there and he said, Master, they more of them than they are of us. Yes, sir. Thank God. Thank God. He said, Lord, open his eyes. Open his eyes. Brethren, look around you. Preacher, we ain't got a hope. Brethren, we've got a hope in God tonight. That don't change. God don't change. Glory. He don't change. He ain't going to change. No, sirree. Any changing done, we've done it. We can't blame him. We can't put it against him. It ain't enough tonight. It ain't enough. I don't care who you believe. I don't care, my friend, who you believe about what's going on in this world. Brother, they'll lie to you tonight. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. You know, sometimes there's a lot of racket, my friend, going on. I've always said this. Brethren, it's truth. I don't live right on the railroad tracks. But there's an old holler between me and where the railroad tracks are, and I can hear them. They come through Adairsville before they get to Adairsville on both ends. Believe it or not, that sound comes right up that old holler. Yes, sir. And they, some of them don't slow down, brethren. They just keep a-chugging. And you can tell by the sound of them, brethren, who ain't got nothing in their car. They make more racket. Do you know that? Glory to God. I'll be honest with you. Brethren, if it comes a good snow, put your little weight in the back of that pickup. Thank God you'll go wherever you want to. You ride around empty, you'll wind up in a ditch. Why? You ain't got enough weight in it. Huh? I ain't saying we need to weight ourselves down, but I do say this. Every one of us got a burden. Thank God we ought to pick it up once in a while. You wouldn't make so much racket going down the road. Well, preacher, I don't know about that. It's the truth. Not enough. Not enough. 850 of them. Not counting the children of Israel that had been following Baal. Brethren, because they was not doing the commandments of God. And one man, one prophet, my friend, at this particular time, I'm not saying they wouldn't any more prophets. He thought they wouldn't. But God said he had 7,000 over. 7,000. You know, I've often wondered, my friend, where the 7,000 was. Right, you ain't supposed to ask them questions, but brethren, I've often wondered. Elijah didn't know about them. No, sirree. God don't show you his army. Do you know that? He don't show you, thank God, everything. And I'll tell you something else. He ain't going to show you how he delivers you every time.
He ain't going to do it, but he'll deliver you. You get earnest with it. He delivered Elijah here. You know Elijah, he got down to business. He said, Lord, show these people. What did he say? He said, show these people. Hear me, Lord, hear me. That this people may know that thou art the Lord God. And that thou hast turned their heart back again. He said, here. He said, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. At thy word. Elijah knowed where the fire come from. Did he not? He knowed. The truth of it is, wasn't the first time he'd called fire down. No, sir. But they didn't have enough. I don't know. Tonight, that's going to be the message. I'm just going to let it lay. That thought, brethren, that thought that they wasn't enough. I just thought, well, that ain't a whole lot, but it's a good bit, isn't it? They most certainly are. And you get to thinking, my friend, you get to thinking that you got everything figured out, and I'll promise you, my friend, he'll show you. He'll show you. He most certainly will. He'll show you who's boss. We don't like that word. The scripture here, my friend, he was trying to turn the hearts of the children of Israel back to God. That was Elijah's whole purpose. He was trying. How long halt you between two opinions? Hadn't rained for 3 years and 6 months. What the New Testament said. Hadn't rained. When the fire come down here, Bible says that he told the servant, he said, you go tell Ahab that I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Go tell him. How many of you prayed 6 times and not seen anything? That's what Elijah done. Is that not right? Send him. Send him every time. He come back every time. He said, I don't see nothing. Ain't nothing going on out there. But the seventh time, I see a little cloud like unto a man's hand. And the abundance of rain fell. Good to be here tonight. Hope you got something out of it.